Welcome back into the Press Box and our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Dave Baker and the Grand Domo of all things, the Press Box, Gene McLennan. Gene, you know, everybody's already looking ahead toward that first Saturday in May. But, boy, what a weekend of racing we have down at Gulfstream.
Yeah, you know, big weekend, it was kind of started on Thursday night, Buzzy, with the naming of Justify as the Horse of the Year at the Eclipse Award. Undefeated three-year-old who captured the Triple Crown, the only undefeated Triple Crown winner in the history of the sport. A lot was said that made of it that Accelerate may upset him in the voting for the Horse of the Year honors. But as it came down, a runaway winner. He retires undefeated. He got his last win on Thursday night, capturing Horse of the Year, and I think appropriately so, with Justify. And then now you move into the weekend, and it kind of springboards into the Pegasus, which has expanded a bit this year, Buzzy, with the adoption of a turf division, the $7 million Pegasus World Cup Turf Invitational.
Okay, so let's talk about that. And the whole thing about the Pegasus, all of it is just, it's great. But let's talk about this. First race, post time is 11:30. Post time for the Pegasus Turf is 4:50. And that race will be shown during NBC's live national telecast from 4:30 to 6. And Yoshida, out of post two, is the 5-2 favorite.
Yeah, and Yoshida is a really well-deserving favorite, Buzzy. Rarely do you see a Grade 1 winner both on turf and dirt, but Yoshida, owned by the Windstar Farm, the China Horse Club, Starlight Racing, and Head of Plains Partners, the same group that owned Justify, was able to do that and is able to put both Grade 1 wins on his resume. Only a great one can do that. Yoshida certainly has ability and has that kind of a flexibility to go in either direction. Quite honestly, though, Buzzy, after shifting gears and moving over to the dirt, I kind of like this horse better on the dirt than I do as a turf horse. He's a five-year-old now, Japanese-bred son of Heart's Cry, made his first 10 starts on the turf. So, you know, he has experience on the turf, and he's going to be the horse to beat, without a doubt. But I do think there's a few in here that could give him a run for his money.
Okay, so who are some of those few, and how are you going to go at it?
Yep. Well, one that you have to consider, I think, is Channel Maker. He was off the board over a soft course in the Breeders' Cup turf at Churchill Downs, but he's the son of English Channel, won 2 of 8 starts last year. Dead heated with the Eclipse Award winning male turf horse Glorious Empire in the Bowling Green. I think he'll get a lot of play. I don't necessarily like him in this spot either, Buzzy. Channel Maker's not shown a real liking for the Gulfstream Park turf, and it's an unusual turf track. There's a lot of sand to it, sometimes very little grass to it. So I do think that it takes a horse that really likes that surface. A horse that I think probably could like it is a horse by the name of Catapult. We'll be getting Joel Rosario up. This is a horse that has been running on the West Coast, ran for John Sadler out there.
Right.
So, you know, I think that this is a horse that could adapt well because the California turf tracks are very similar in their composition and their makeup to the Gulfstream Park track. I'm going to go with a long shot, though, by Clarivet Stables, Bricks and Mortar. He's a five-year-old son of Giants Causeway. He'll be making just his 8th career start in the Pegasus turf, so I think he's a fresh horse. He's undefeated in 2 tries over this turf, and that's a key for me. He broke his maiden at First Ask in February of a year ago, returned from a 14-and-a-half-month break between his 2 races, and won an optional claimer at Gulfstream on December the 22nd. I think that he'll be overlooked in the wagering to a great degree, although he is trained by Chad Brown.
Right.
We'll get Iraz Ortiz up. I saw him in the paddock schooling on the tube the other day, and boy, he looked on his toes. I really think while he might be outclassed a little bit in the resume department, that he really kind of comes into the race, shows a propensity to love this Gulfstream Park turf. Bricks and mortar, I'm going to go with, and I'm going to use Catapult jumping up from the post position 9 with Joel Rosario. Those are going to be my two keys in the race, and I will use Yoshida under and over both of those two horses.
Okay, so that's the $7 million turf, and now let's go to the $9 million Pegasus World Cup and accelerate the one that everybody has their eyes on.
Yeah, and you know, and with every good reason, won the Breeders' Cup Classic like he was going away. He just dominated in that race to end the 2018 campaign. You know, this is a $9 million race, a race that Gunrunner won a year ago before heading off to the Stallion Barn over at Three Chimneys. Accelerate is due in the Stallion Barn at Lane's End as soon as he gets through with this race. Tremendous racehorse. You know, he just comes into the race, and everybody speaks volumes of how he's been training up to it and how he looks. He's just done everything the right way. So, you know, you've got to go into the race thinking it's his to lose. Again, I'm going to use another horse in here, Buzzy. I'm going to go with Audible.
Okay.
Audible won the Florida Derby. He trains well over the Gulfstream track. You know, everybody kind of blasted him for losing his last race. I think it was the Harlan's Holiday, a grade 3 race, and everybody kind of jumped on the son of Into Mischief and said he had no excuse. Well, I think there were two big excuses for him that day, the critics to say he had no excuse. And I said, you know, in one of those, he ran over a sloppy track that day. Don't think he liked the going at all. And I think he'll catch a fast track on Saturday. If he does, I think he'll perform just like he did in the Florida Derby. The other thing is, Buzzy, that was his second start off a long layoff. And people think the first start off a layoff is the grueling one. I think the second start is. Sometimes they bounce out of that first start off a long layoff. And,
sure.
You know, they're not quite as sharp. But the third start off the layoff, a lot of handicappers, including me, I think that's the premium spot. This will be the third start off a layoff for Audible. And I really think he loves the track. I think he's going to be fabulous for it. It's a great field outside of just these two. Flavian Pratt will get them out since Javier Castellano has opted to ride City of Light, who is another prime contender. But I'm going to go with Audible in the $9 million Pegasus.
All right, and of course you can get all of Gene's picks for that Gulfstream card. You'll find them at thepressboxlts.com. And that is our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Mr. McLean, here's hoping you and yours have a great weekend, and especially this weekend. May the horse be with you.
And with you as well, my good friend. Look forward to seeing you soon.